Welcome to the Codependency Project, a hands-on, practical guide to changing your life.
Dysfunctional families. Family is typically where codependency usually begins. It's a learned behavior. No one is born codependent.
Okay.
It's a thing that you learn just to survive, usually in a home that is uncomfortable, scary. You're not getting your needs met in some way. And so what's cool about codependency is it is strategies that have worked for you as a child, but they're now getting in the way. They don't work as an adult.
Okay.
So that's why getting over codependency is so hard, because your brain says these things work.
Right.
This makes my life work better. Because that's true. It did as a kid, but now as an adult, it reminds me of the couple that was sitting on my couch. It's the husband and wife. And the husband, when he was a kid, every time he talked, he got smacked across the face. Wow. So what did he learn how to do?
Hit?
No, he learned how to
shut up. Okay.
Yeah. He said, every time I talk, I'm going to get smacked. So it's pretty smart, pretty wise to not talk.
Right.
Now, husband and wife, he's grown up, or sitting on my couch, and the wife is saying, he just never talks to me.
Right.
He just never shares anything. And so I ask him, is that true? And he goes, yep. And that's all we get from him.
Right.
And so we have to start looking at these strategies that worked as a child, but now actually are problematic as an adult in adult relationships.
Okay.
One of the key features to understand is the behaviors are okay, they're just inappropriate. They worked in one situation. Now that you're out of that situation, now that you're out of that environment, the same behaviors are now problematic. They're inappropriate for the environment that you're in. So when we come back to codependency, one of the realities is most people who are codependent come from some sort of painful childhood. It's not necessarily abusive. It's not necessarily traumatic, but it is in some way painful.
Okay.
And
now on some level, most people are going to feel like they can point to something in their childhood that just they didn't like,
sure,
or wasn't right. So absolutely, would you say as a whole, most families are dysfunctional in some way, or would you say that there's always going to be kind of pluses and minuses, but you're dealing more with there was more minuses than pluses?
It can be both. It can be both. You can have a fairly decent family, but there's one prominent theme that is painful, and so you learn how to deal with that in a codependent way early on.
Okay.
But the majority of the household was okay, and then there's other people who come from, you know, family was a train wreck. There's addiction and abuse and neglect and physical abuse and sexual abuse and emotional abuse and and all that can create much stronger codependent behavior. What is prominent for most codependent people, though, is they think that my house was normal. This is just kind of normal and what everyone has to go through, and so because it's normal, I can't ever really know was it good or bad. And so we want to, in this first project, we want people to start being able to start just having an evaluation of what was actually present in their home.
Okay.
Because again, a lot of times you just don't think about these things. Home was just home. You survived, you went through it. But when you start to evaluate it, when you start to take it apart and just say, you know what? Yeah, this behavior, this experience was in my home. And one of the easy ways to do that is just having a checklist that you go through that we've already put together. It's called the Family Evaluation Worksheet. You can download it on the bottom of this page or download it off the website and go through it. On the worksheet, it is different scenarios like significant fighting between parents. Then you have a chance to write, was this never, sometimes, frequently, or usually. Other options, you know, not allowed to share your thoughts or feelings, ridiculed, disciplined, or punished for having an opinion. These are things that, unless you're asked specifically, you're not really going to go back and think about topically. So this is the topics that you're going to get to go through and kind of just evaluate, what was my family experience like? What were some of the dynamics just present in the home?
And a couple of these are jumping out at me like explosive emotions. I can see that could be something where you do think it's normal that dad's just got a hot temper.
Yeah.
That's how he is. But you don't realize that that's not how all dads are.
Right. Right.
Or both parents are workaholics, and so you kind of have this latchkey kid growing up, and they have to be very independent at a very early age.
Exactly.
And they have to, you know, do things before their time, really, in terms of survival. Or
most of the things on this worksheet, in fact, all the things on this worksheet are painful experiences.
Okay.
So that tells you, if you are filling this out and all your check marks are in the last two columns, which is the frequently or usually column, that tells you that how painful your childhood probably was. It gives you more of an objective evaluation rather than a subjective, I think it might be sort of painful, but, you know, was it more painful than everyone else's? Or, you know, the other thing that codependent people have a hard time doing is being honest about their past. Mm. And so they try to make everything better than it was.
Do they also have a hard time maybe even remembering it? Do you have things that have blocked out or that they just, you know, forget intentionally or even unintentionally?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Now, again, why are we doing this? The whole point of this project is, number one, you have to start facing your past.
Right.
Again, codependent people are often uncomfortable just having an honest assessment of what their past was like. Mm. They put these rose-colored glasses on and they just say, well, everything was okay, when it really wasn't.
Okay.
I sit with lots of clients who tell me stories that break my heart, literally sometimes bring tears to my eyes, and they're kind of looking at me funny like, why are you so upset about this? This is just normal.
Right.
And so I have to help them understand, no, that's not normal. Mm-hmm. That's painful. And when they start to just, again, we're not trying to demonize anybody. We're not trying to make anything worse than it is. But just taking an honest assessment of your family is the very, very first step to understanding your story, understanding where you're coming from, and how to start changing the things that worked for you in the past. How to start changing those now so you don't continue to do those same dysfunctional codependent behaviors.
Okay.
So project one is going to give you an objective assessment of your family growing up and help you start to take those first steps in looking at your family.
I would say that that's probably something that they can even do throughout the day. Don't sit down and try and knock it out in 15 minutes because you might start seeing things that that you've forgotten. You might start digging up some stuff.
That happens a lot.
Want to give it some good thorough time to truly evaluate it, reflect, and that kind of stuff.
If there's something not on the worksheet that did happen in your story, feel free to write it on the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. You can add to it. This is your project. You make it your own. This is just a framework or a context to start helping you shape and look at your story.
And what is this building towards?
This is foundational, because if you don't do this and you just start dealing with the symptoms rather than the cause, then you might change the symptoms, but you only get temporary change. I'm not interested in temporary change for people who are going through this codependent project. Mm-hmm. I want real change. And so that means you can't just look at symptoms only. You have to look at what is the wound that is actually feeding those symptoms.
Right.
Again, codependent.
We're not putting a Band-Aid on this.
Band-Aids are bad. Okay. We don't want Band-Aids. We want to do surgery.
Okay.
And that's painful. That hurts. I get it. No one likes to do that. That's why they stay codependent for so long.
Right.
But you got to do it now or you got to do it later.
You have a splinter kind of down in there and it's got to come out.
Yep. So this is a context for carefully pulling off the Band-Aid, looking at the wound, figuring out how bad it is, coming up with a
splinter get here.
Exactly. And being able to say, here's what I need to do to now actually change or fix or heal this wound.
Okay.
So that's where we're going with this.
Very good. Well, thanks a lot for listening to this episode, and we just want to remind you that this is for informational purposes only.
Yep, we have not entered into any sort of therapeutic relationship. If you do need to get some more help, it would be best to contact a licensed mental health professional in your area.
See you next time.